probably put it here, put it on top.
We're recording already, by the way.
As you can see, we're all set up here in the studio.
All right. It is a gorgeous day here in technically Brooksville, Florida, where Jason resides. His address is... my name is Darren. Welcome to a week late podcast, episode 29.
Indeed.
With me, as always, is...
I'm Jason Cryptic.
Yes. And we are here today... recording prior to the
movie. Why are we here?
As we always do.
But why are we here?
I don't know, man.
Like, philosophically, like, why?
Lately, there's been a lot of that floating around in my head, but we'll get to that in a second.
We'll portion. Maybe do a little, like, philosophical segment.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Maybe not. welcome, everybody. Welcome back, or to the first-time listeners, welcome.
Welcome, first time. It's a week late, not a year late, so...
Yeah, episode 20, you're 29 episodes late, which is huge, man.
That's quite a bit of episodes.
It's kind of a big deal. We actually have more than that because we're not counting the retro episodes as...
And the bonus material that we've done.
So that's like the Brian Regan episode we did, bonus, that was early on. That was like
probably around 30, 35, with all the, with the written review.
Yep.
Which wasn't done by us, but it was still part of our
The written blog, the slideshows for the upcoming stuff,
the pictures.
Yeah, we're doing our best, and we're not doing that bad. I would imagine we got a lot of new people on board and a lot of new listeners, so I'd like to say hi to them.
Indeed.
excuse me. So if you hear a lot of which I have to talk to you about because I can only get an iTunes page to display 26 episodes for some reason. It only displays the latest 26, and I don't know where that number comes from, because I jump on other people's iTunes pages, like Professor Blastoff and Scarborough Country, and they have, like, just a huge listing of every single episode.
Now,
I don't know why it's already
stopped. Is it posting the newest ones and then cutting off the old ones?
It is.
Maybe you have to have a certain number of views, ratings, to be able to have that much space.
Maybe you're right. I did not consider that, but, you know... we don't have a huge iTunes following. I do have a couple people that access our show through iTunes, so I know it's there for a reason. Plus, just because it's on iTunes, you know, it's kind of out there. I think we've missed the window for it to sort of start trending.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a specific amount of time that Apple leaves for you to be like, okay, you're a brand new show. You know, we'll give you the algorithm for a month, and if you make it to the top, I don't know if after a certain amount of time you can't make it to the top anymore. But for, you know, for those people, just know that there are more episodes than just the 26 that are being displayed. You can just go to weeklate.com and grab them all from there. So today, I guess, how was your week, man? I mean...
Week wasn't too bad, kind of uneventful.
Fast, right?
Yeah, it did go by quick. You know, because as you know, my car's on the fritz right now.
Yeah.
So can't really go anywhere, can't really do anything, ain't got the money to do it, really do anything.
Yeah, we're some broke.
But car update. I don't know if I told him this, but I did get a SR20 DET motor imported from Japan.
Did you really?
About a month back or so. It was at my buddy's house. Recently, over the weekend, I got the parts I need to drop it in the car.
Okay.
So hopefully I'm going to have a badass drift car here soon.
I don't know if you've told the audience which car you're referring to.
I have a 1992 Ford S13.
Nice.
So, which I will be doing a Sylvia conversion when I win the lottery.
And when I get my Civic up and running, will be some...
We're prowling the streets.
Some Honda burning bitches.
I don't have a Honda.
But I do.
But...
rice burners. So, we are here... To answer the question, we went on a huge tangent there, to watch Lockout, starring, talk about this? Yes, Guy Ritchie, and...
Would have been better if it was Guy from Naruto.
And Richie Rich from Richie Rich.
Boom.
I don't know.
That was a lot of riches.
That was a lot of riches.
Or Will Smith from Fred Whatever. Either one works. He would have been a good character for this movie, I think.
You know... It's funny that you mentioned Will Smith. Somebody mentioned the other day that they're doing a Hancock 2. I loved Hancock.
I like Hancock.
I really enjoy where it went. I like Jason Bateman.
Dude.
Also, speaking of Jason Bateman, they're also bringing back...
Long name, too.
Yes. They're also bringing back Arrested Development. The whole cast and crew is coming back. They're doing two more seasons on TV and one more season, I think, for the web and a movie. So
I have not seen, like, a whole season start to finish.
I have not either.
I've seen, like, one or two episodes,
I think
maybe.
When it comes back, we should do some review shows on that. That would be
I'm
watch content.
That. Because I'll go check Netflix, see if it's on there.
I don't know why I never got to it the first time around. My brother watched it, and I meant to get into it, but I knew it was going to be long-running, and they canceled it for no reason.
Maybe because we didn't watch this.
Yeah.
Now
I get paranoid when I don't watch a show because I want to support all these shows, but there's just too many. And the problem is that these movie and TV studios aren't taking into consideration the amount of people that watch it online. I'm not even talking illegally downloaded. I'm talking about legitimate services like, you know, Netflix, YouTube, Amazon, streaming, like all
Hulu.
These companies, Hulu, all these companies, Best Buy has one. They're doing terrible, though, in
they
the physical
are doing
world.
Blockbuster's doing terrible.
They closed something like 96 stores, but they also reopened, like, they did a grand opening for, like, 150 new mobile-only stores. So I don't know what they're doing right now. I think they're scrambling to get their hands on technology after the wave hits, and that's hurting them. But anyway, it's kind of the same thing that the TV studios and movie studios. I was, in the second portion, we'll talk a little bit more about Grimm, because I pretty much did like a marathon today. I couldn't remember how long ago it's been since I watched it, so I just put on episode 4 and just let it play. Like, I went way too far back. I don't know why I did that, because I wasted my whole day watching TV.
Yeah.
But I really noticed something. I'm kind of glad I did, is because you get these TV shows that get canceled after the first season, and they don't even really start getting to really a feel of what they're doing until at least close to the end of the first season. They're like, okay, now we kind of have a storyline, we have the characters,
sure.
And we're going to do this with them, you know? And I would say to myself, if Grimm doesn't get better, I'm going to have to stop wasting my time watching this, because they're not going anywhere with the story. Are they just going to keep introducing new monsters? Yes.
Yeah.
Is all they're going to do is new monster of the week? Like, that's great and fun in itself.
But this isn't Scooby-Doo.
Exactly. It's like it felt like it was getting to be Scooby-Doo. Thank you for saying that, because I'm like, is this all it is? We would have got away with it if it wasn't for those damn kids.
Yeah.
But every week, really? We need more substance in that, and they're actually starting to do some really interesting things. We'll get into that
ruined. Like, one of my personal favorites, Firefly. As you know.
I saw that whole thing from
now,
and after it got canceled, I felt guilty.
It picked up, like, momentum. They made a movie just from DVD sales.
Yep.
But the thing why it got canceled, great shows like that, it ran a season, not even a full season, because it was aired out of order. They played episode 4 first.
Did they really
then,
do that?
Yeah, like Fox did it. And then episode
Fox
7.
Didn't do that.
They didn't play the pilot till like, episode 8. So no one knew what the hell was going on.
That doesn't make any sense.
No one knew what was even happening.
We're going to digress a little bit, because there's a lot of shows, TV shows I want to talk about coming up in the second portion. Wilfred's coming back. I want to mention that so I don't forget later. Anyway, do you know of anybody else that's in this movie? Because we just talked about it, and I can't think of it.
I do not.
I know there's a ton of people in this movie. I haven't seen Guy Ritchie since he did Memento. Is that right? If he's done any other movies, apparently they haven't been as memorable, because I love Memento. Because it's also Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Who's, you know, obviously Batman.
Yeah.
Doing Batman. He's not Batman in real life.
No.
He's
Batman in real life.
I think he might be Batman in real life. He's got the money for it
he's
now.
He's got the money. He's got the lair, I hear. So.
The lair or the lair? We work in layers?
Or does he lay her?
I've been doing that a lot this week, and it gets a laugh every time. Some people are starting to get annoyed, and you know who you are. If you're listening, that's an inside joke for some bartenders at Capone's. Because I do it a lot. Like they're smart-ass to me a lot. Like, I'm a regular customer, and we banter back and forth. And then, like, everybody's, like, digging each other, so we'll just, I'll throw one of those in and everybody laughs. And
then,
then I won't actually have to make up a joke. I just do sounds. big drop. That's it. So clearly we did not do our research for this movie. I like to put it as, after I saw the trailer, I described it as Prison Break in space.
Pretty much.
I don't know why there's a prison in space. We're going to hopefully tell us that in the movie. And they have to break out of this prison before it explodes.
Into space?
I don't know, because I don't know why they're in space. So if we
if they did theoretically escape, where are they going to go?
Earth, if it's still exists.
Yeah, but how are they going to get back to Earth? Crack the fucking space station into it?
Clearly we didn't write this movie. there's a lot of questions to be asked, a lot of hows and whats.
If we would have wrote it.
Clearly in the future, science fiction flick, what are your expectations for it? Because we only saw the trailer once or twice. And we haven't even really talked about it until just now.
Not really. Middle of the roadway, I'm going to go with this one.
Fair enough.
Not going to go high because, you know.
You don't want to get stung.
Yeah, I don't want to get burned. Which might happen.
I'm going to go middle of the road too, man. I want to go middle of the high. But with these kinds of films, you just never know. I hope Guy Ritchie... he doesn't pick bad movies, you know?
No, he doesn't.
He either has a good agent or he likes the scripts that he reads. If he reads his own scripts, I don't know how that works. I mean, I do know how it works. I just don't know what he does. I'm not his friend, people. I can't text him and say, hey, what's your process? Although that'd be interesting. So.
It would be. Hey, guys, did you read the script? No? Okay, I'll see you later.
Is it like, yeah, does his agent or whatever come in and say, hey, guy, you need to do this movie here and... make a couple of million, otherwise people will forget who he is. And I don't know why he's from Brooklyn.
Everybody, every movie broker.
That's the only.
Done.
That's the only.
And publicist is from
that's
Brooklyn.
That's the only voice I can do. Is
so.
New York.
Hey,
my lawyer is also Vinny from Brooklyn.
My cousin Vinny up in here all of a sudden.
I have a show with a bunch of different characters. It only has one voice, and it's a guy from Brooklyn. Because I can't do any other shows, and I don't have any friends to help me with the show. So there's that.
That's the depressing segment, as usual.
Or voices. I don't have any voices either. Shows or voices. middle of the road, because I love explosions and I love space, and I think I'm going to love explosions in space pretty much. I think that's all this movie is going to be, but I'm excited because I haven't seen a space movie in a long time, and also it has been confirmed that I think we mentioned this already that the other space movie that we're going to go see Prometheus, right?
Absolutely. No question about
that's
that.
That's probably going to be all you, man, because as far as the storyline of the Aliens trilogy, I think it's more than that now because they have Alien vs. Predator and Aliens,
yeah.
And then like
they've kind of crossed universes.
They kind of rebooted it too. I think Ice Cube was in the new one. I heard it was really good, actually. Right? Am I wrong about that?
I don't remember Ice Cube.
It's called Predator. Oh, I'm thinking of Predators. I'm not thinking
Predators.
Of Aliens. Yeah.
No, that's another black guy.
Maybe Guy Ritchie was in that movie.
I don't think so. That was a pretty bad movie.
I heard it was good.
It wasn't that good.
Spoiler alert, they
Aliens
find out,
were a lot better.
They find out that instead of being prisoners on Earth, prisoners are getting taken to the planet, the Predator's planet.
Yes.
They get dropped off and they have to survive on their own. I don't know why they have machine guns and shit. Like, you're prisoners, but here's a bunch of weapons to survive. I haven't seen the movie, people, so...
It's a whole planet of the Predator, so I mean...
Yeah, it's a whole planet. It's a planet of them.
It's a planet of the Predator.
I was wondering why I'm seeing all these Predators...
But then I couldn't see them because they were cloaked, and I don't know. That's not kind of a fair advantage.
I wasn't seeing all these predators because they were cloaked, so I didn't know it was a planet of them.
They're all cloaked.
That's hilarious.
That's fair.
Brian Regan reference for people that don't know. And I didn't do this on purpose, but in the last Todd Glass episode, people were complaining that he talks about Brian Regan too much. Because he really, really likes Brian Regan as much as we do.
A lot of people do.
And so, like, he just did it for 30 seconds, like, Brian Regan. He did it for, like, 30 seconds, like, okay, I'm done, I won't do it after that. And then at the end of the show, he's like, Brian Regan. He did not like that. Hilarious. But Brian Regan's great. He's talked about a lot because he's awesome.
Update, you're a big fan of Kevin Hart, too, right?
My brother more than me, but...
Well, he had a movie, Think Like a Man, that just came out.
Did you want to go see that?
I do want to see that.
I kind of want to go see that because it's got the kid from Entourage in it. He's the only white dude in the movie. He's like honorary black now, so I'm excited.
I want to see... I mean, I'm a huge fan of Kevin Hart. But over the weekend, the first weekend it was out, he made $33 million.
He personally?
The movie did.
Is that... That's kind of bad.
It's pretty big. $33 million in the first weekend? That's 2 days.
Yeah, but you got to think about how many...
It's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, but how many good actors? There are a lot of really good actors in that movie. They probably spent $22 million alone just hiring all of them.
So they made $2 million apiece.
So, yeah, but that's... Oh, I mean,
in the first weekend.
That's the movie, though. The actors already get paid before the movie starts rolling. So, like, they're already enjoying their money by the time the movie's done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would imagine they make a couple million each for appearances on these movies. And there's 10 huge actors in this movie. So, Romani Malco's in it.
It's going to be pushed like $100 million, but probably by the time it's done and over with.
And it should. I mean, it's a black comedy, if you want to call it that. But it's all about dudes and what we think about, I guess, on dates and stuff like
apparently,
that.
Apparently, yes.
Different, apparently there's only like 6 different guy types on the planet, and we all fit into one of these categories, but I don't think the same thing goes for, like, dudes in Zimbabwe. I'm pretty sure they fall into the 7th category, you know?
Yeah, they fall into, or they just fall off the categories.
Wow.
Right? Was that just too far?
I thought you were going to make a Caesar reference, but you...
I thought about it.
Completely took that off.
You just did that right now, actually.
Yeah, but I can edit that out.
You can edit that out. So we're here to see Lockdown-a-thon.
We're not talking about it a lot, but
we're definitely going to go see it.
I think that's it. I mean, really, we just went through our expectations and we talked a lot about what's coming up in the second portion. So we still have to drive to the theater, buy our warm nuts, and watch trailers.
Possibly even do the Avengers Marathon
on
May 3rd.
Ooh, like watch Iron Man 2
in the theater.
Are they really?
5 movies plus the Avengers.
We might have to do like an epic 30th episode.
It's all my birthday. May 3rd.
And that'll be our 30th episode. How crazy is that?
What up?
Awesome. We're doing that. We'll have to check some dates because I got vacation coming up. I'm not able to go to Vegas, but I might keep my vacation days, do like a staycation. So we'll see. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm excited now that you talked about that. 30th episode is going to be huge.
It's going to be massive.
Cryptic's birthday episode and Avengers Marathon followed by an Avengers episode. We got to get a group together for
all
that.
All 5 movies, son.
We got to get a group together for that.
I think they're all
fun.
In 3D as well.
Ooh, I don't know.
At the big theater, though.
That's going to hurt. All right, we'll talk about it. We'll see you guys on the second portion of a week late, episode 29 for Lockout, as there's a hurricane blowing through. So we'll see you.
Sunshine State, here we go.
All right. Well, Windy City, no, that's not. That's Chicago.
What?
That's not a plug. Uh-huh. I think they're bankrupt anyway. Centerentertainment.com for your music. That's going to get faded out anyway. Can I stop talking?
There you go. We are back for the second part of a week late podcast. I am Jason Cryptic, and as with me as always.
As with you.
As. And also with you.
My name is Darren, aka Analysis489.
Not 786, as most people are led to believe.
Depending on which zip code, there you go. I might have that one up too. You want to start again?
We're back to the second part of it.
And you forgot to mention that this is episode 29. Second part of episode 29. For Lockout.
I couldn't think of it.
First of all, we need to make a correction. I'm pretty sure people are freaking out.
Yeah, that was kind of my error. I got the name in your head, probably.
No. It's funny that you got it confused, too, because I was speaking with last week's guest, if you haven't heard it. I was talking to Sabrina about how I said, oh, Guy Ritchie's in this movie. She's like, is he directing or is he in it? And it got me thinking, I clearly have the wrong dude.
Maybe I fucked up.
So you did too, and I just went with it because I thought it was right, but clearly. His name is Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
And the female role in this movie was played by, God, I knew I was going to forget it.
Oprah Winfrey.
Maggie.
She has lost a little bit of weight.
No, it was Maggie. I mentioned her name because God.
It wasn't Oprah?
No, it wasn't Oprah. It was a fat black female.
Right.
And
a little bit of
a little bit of
diversity.
She was from
Lost.
Yeah. And she played, there was a sort of a stepbrother, stepsister sort of thing going on with a couple of characters in Lost. She played, obviously, the sister.
I hope so.
Yeah. Her name was Maggie Grace, is her name. So I haven't seen her since Lost, so it's good to see her working. That's good.
Not a real strong character.
I agree.
She was good, don't get me wrong. She wasn't strong.
I agree. For that reason, do you want to just get into ratings?
Yeah, we kind of have to. There's no spoilers, really. I mean, except for the one detail.
Yeah.
Other than that.
You can actually talk about this movie without messing it up for the most part. But anyway. Both of our expectations were middle of the road.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
It met my expectations.
Mm-hmm. They're clearly chopping down a forest in the background.
Yeah, they're doing some renovation of the landscape.
It sounds like a chainsaw.
I think it is a chainsaw. Might be a leaf blower.
It might be a leaf blower.
I don't think you can just chainsaw an apartment. But, But yeah, from the trailer, it looked kind of serious to me.
I know.
Wasn't
that
serious
going in?
I'm glad
that you're saying that. I'm like completely floored by the
difference. It was more of a Bruce Campbell style to me.
It was. I was going to mention that.
Yeah. Super fast pace, like when he's on the motorcycle. Super
fast
pace.
It's funny how you mention that. I was going to say that this movie, not only is it Prison Break in space, but there's also a little bit of, like you said, Bruce Campbell, there's a little bit of that. What's that movie?
There's a lot that he's in.
No, but the most famous one that he's done, the trilogy.
Oh,
I know you know it.
I know.
I've never seen those movies before, but,
Let's just compromise, because I can't remember right now, and go with Duke Nukem.
No, man,
He played...
Come on, what's the name of it?
A 2D...
What's the name of it? I know you know it. Jesus, dude, really?
You know it either?
No, because I haven't seen them.
Watch it.
I know you know the fucking movie, so...
I don't think I do.
Then why did you bring up Bruce Campbell? This is done in that style of those movies, and I can't remember what those movies are called.
Bruce Campbell's style is more of a...
It's not
like
even
live-action
comic. It's not even his style.
Type.
It's just the character that he plays, but what I'm saying, those movies, like... You know, I even know some of the phrases in the movie, and I haven't seen it. Something with a boomstick. He has, like, a shotgun. He calls it a boomstick. I don't know. Anyway,
sort of
in that style of snarky character, like, there's no... It's weird, because in the trailer, it was super serious. And in the movie, the way that Guy Pearce played the character, it was like this... We're never in any danger, sort of. I know this is all going to be
fine. I'm the hero. Hero wins.
Yeah, hero always wins. As soon as I realized what kind of movie this was going to be, I stopped taking it serious, because if I had, I really stopped liking the movie at some point, because I'm like, this is
But if you didn't flip your perception of what the movie was.
Once I faced reality, I was like, okay, it's going to be this, then I was fine with everything.
Right.
Okay, so... before we get into, like, the ratings, I guess, what would you say your score is?
I give this movie probably a 6. I said middle of the road. It was middle of the road.
Yeah, I say that's a really good
no real good ideas were really introduced in this film.
You know, it was actually kind of unique, but I don't like that it's really only 60 years in the future.
Yeah.
And there's flying motorcycles and different... I mean, it was kind of like Minority Report style.
Yeah.
The helicopters that they had and stuff like that.
Not future, future.
For a little bit. You didn't really see a lot of that because most of it did take place in a prison. And the relationship between the characters were really loose. And, like, it just happened so fast. It's like, why are all these prisoners okay with being on this... All of a sudden they're kicking the shit out of each other and trying to escape. Like, where are you going?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand.
That's
really
why I said before it was even going to start, remember?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are they going to go once they...
Yeah, I don't know.
There's 500 of them.
I really didn't get that. And then, like...
they're going to cut their losses, blow up the station...
Right.
...and call it a day.
And this is a future where apparently cops can shoot rockets in public and it's okay? Did you see that? Like,
yeah, they killed...
They were, like, killing civilians trying to get...
They were!
...to catch the CIA agent. So, anyway, before we get into that, because I would say, you know what, not even... any BS whatsoever. I was thinking about it earlier, and this movie gets a 6 for me, too. I didn't want to give it a 5 because I think it's better than that in originality, somewhat.
It was a good concept, prison space.
I don't really understand, again, well, you want to just get into the spoilers? So
yeah,
that's a 6. This movie
gets a
6.
It's a 6.
And about as excited as we are to give it that rating, it was about as exciting to watch the movie. don't take it seriously, first of all. If you do, you'll be disappointed. I did think it was a stretch for Guy Pearce to play a character like that, because he's usually serious, really, really serious. This movie wasn't that.
He was super cynical on it. He was super sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcasm.
Asshole.
To the point of, yeah. Why they needed, you know, what send in one man with a specific... I mean, if you don't understand the plot of this movie by the time it's over, you're borderline special needs.
Yeah.
Because how are you... The black dude, by the way, who's from Jericho, I don't know if you've seen TV show Jericho.
I have not. About it, have not seen it.
The first season ran pretty good on CBS, but it got really with this. It got cut out. What is he writing a... He's, like, writing
he's
a leaf blower.
He's riding a leaf blower now. Hovercraft do exist.
For real.
He made one.
where was I going with that?
You were,
This is a terrible show.
Well, we mentioned it was a Bruce Campbell style. You
You're right.
It with Campbell soup.
Right.
Got a little bit upset about it.
Well, I mean,
Night of the Living Dead, I think, it was, like, one of his...
Was that what it's called?
He had a lot. Like, there was, like, the chick with the machine gun leg, I believe.
Night of the Living Dead. That's a zombie movie.
Who, there's a cosplay. Yeah, he's in a couple zombie movies. Zombie-esque movies.
Anyway, yeah. I completely forgot about where I was going, because that noise just completely angered me to no end. And now he just beat us. Or she. But, spoilers, then?
Let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So,
you know what, though? This is kind of like Mario in space. When you have the princess who's in the castle, a.k.a. prison.
So Maggie Grace plays the president's daughter, future
princess
president.
Peach.
She is apparently on this... The way that everything falls into play, this movie was written for itself. There are certain things that had to happen in this movie for it to happen, and they're like, we're just going to do this now, and that's what exists.
Yeah.
You know, the director of the CIA somehow overrides the president, okay? Which I can probably see happening in real life, actually, because his daughter was directly involved, so he had personal reasons.
There's probably protocols in place.
Why, yeah. But we're talking about the future, like 50 years in the future.
There's like 97 amendments, something like that.
Well, my problem is that as soon as... Okay, so the president's daughter is on a human relations mission.
Like a humanitarian thing.
To make sure that the prisoners in space on this maximum security prison in space called MS-1 There is a, which I thought was pretty cool, is an LOPD, which is Low Orbit Police Department.
Yeah.
So there's a police department in between Earth and MS-1.
Just in case.
So, just in case. And this just in case, this movie is about that one just in case instance where shit hits the fan on the wrong day, the president's daughter is visiting, and she ends up finding out stuff about this prison that I wish they would have went further into. They mentioned it once, and it wasn't even a thing anymore. It's like, oh, they're doing this to these guys.
Oh!
So I was right. So now we have to get off this place before it explodes. Which is pretty much what happened. I agree with you that Maggie Grace's character, the president's daughter, her name was Emily something.
Yeah.
She sort of played this dumb girl sometimes, and then other times she was really smart about stuff. So her character was a little wavering in the sense that I didn't really think... I think you were supposed to see that this president's daughter was a girl that was sort of quote-unquote finding herself.
Yeah.
And, but the characters weren't deep in any sense. You have a CIA dude, another CIA dude.
There's one plot twist.
There's one plot twist. I quite honestly didn't see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either.
So in that sense, I think, you know, it kind of earned its score a little bit. When I got used to Guy Pearce's part, he was funny.
Like,
he was the leading man, and he was the comedy relief at the same time. And there weren't that many people in the theater. It's the second week or third week that this movie's been out. Second week, maybe.
There was no real reaction from anybody in there. I didn't hear anybody else laugh.
Yeah. I heard a lot of people laughing, dude.
Yeah, I didn't even hear nothing.
Yeah. Well, I heard a lot of people laughing. Any time that I laughed out loud, everybody else was laughing out loud. So I thought that was pretty cool. They enjoyed it for what it was, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would have given it a 6.2, you know?
Yeah, just a funny action, comedy, whatever you want to call it, ride. In space.
There were... So there was the... Guy Pearce, obviously, who did Memento. Maggie Grace, who did Lost. The black dude from Jericho. It was a TV show that was on for one season. And it had... I can't even remember the lead character, because he was... Oh, Skeet Ulrich.
Ulrich?
Yeah. He gets made fun of a lot on Family Guy. I was out shooting Skeet. And then... They get off the cruise ship and Skeet Ulrich's on a stretcher because he got shot a bunch of times by people on the cruise ship. Because for some reason everybody hates Skeet Ulrich. It was this movie about what happens to the United States after nuclear fallout. And it started getting like separated into all these separate like Southeast United States. Like it was super, like it threw us back.
It was like zoned out?
Yeah. And the black guy plays an FBI agent, which is similar in this movie. He was pretty solid, man. I liked his character. And since we're doing spoilers, he was one of the plot twists. We're not going to say exactly when, but you're really not expecting it to hit you.
No, yeah.
What else was really notable for you about this movie? Like, the whole brother situation with, wow, this is really pissing me off. Why is he... riding a leaf blower around the streets of your complex.
It's what he does in his spare time.
Wow, that's sad.
We call him Blowy. He blows a lot of people around here.
What's sad is I'm complaining about it, and they can't even probably hear it on the audio.
Probably not.
Either that or it's super loud, and they're like, yeah, it's annoying, dude. It's annoying. So sorry about that.
Yeah, the brother thing was kind of cool, I guess.
The brother thing was okay. What I didn't like,
wait, there was 500 prisoners. Like, where the hell is, like, all the other ones at?
Yeah, where'd they all go? It was weird.
You might see maybe 10 at a time.
It was funny, yeah. It was funny because, like, you didn't see the stuff that was going on other levels of the ship.
It was a big station.
So there could have been other levels. This movie could have taken place on several different levels, and they didn't go that deep at all. It stayed central to, like, the main characters.
I
guess it was supposed to do, but, like, I don't know. They could have gotten way more creative with it, I think.
Yeah.
It's like when they first get released, all the prisoners are running around and they're, like, beating the crap out of each other. And there's this one part where they just, like, all start getting along. It's like, wait a minute, how do these guys know each other? And why is this falling into this sort of order? Like, they had a plan to do this. This wasn't planned.
They just fucking woke up.
They just woke up and they started kicking the crap at each other, and now all of a sudden... They figure out, it's like, okay, we want this, this, and that. It's like, why? Why don't you just live on the space station? You have a whole space station to yourself now. Just keep it.
Yeah.
the end. It would have been 5 minutes long. yeah, we just took over, and that's it. We're keeping everybody here. Have a great time. Comms out. Oh, by the way, send us some stuff so we don't die. The end. You know?
That would make sense.
The whole plot was for Guy Pearce's character, whose name is Snow, and so, you know,
or Marianne.
Or Marianne, as we find out his name is. That was
Marianne Snow.
A Snow reference for people that, Jesus, that was like, what, 1982? It was a one-hit wonder. It was a terrible rapper from Canada.
Canada?
So,
As all the rappers from there?
So that was a little weird. It's just like,
what's that all about?
They just woke up and they're like, okay, we're going to take over now, and now we have these demands.
And I'm in charge.
And I'm in charge. And they really had no reason or rhyme to be doing what they were doing. So, you know, there's a sort of a weak plot. Also, it's funny that this was, I just made this connection. One of the CIA agents, the guy that took over as for the president, he overrided the president's order.
Yes.
He was in Prison Break.
Was it?
Yeah. So it's funny that I said Prison Break in space, because this dude was in Prison Break and now he's in space. So that was pretty cool.
He sounds like a pretty familiar video game voice actor guy.
He is. He's done a lot of voice
He's been in a lot of movies
for video games. Yeah, he always plays a Russian dude or an Italian mobster or something like that. This time it's nice to see him like sort of as a good guy.
Really? During some of the cutscenes, if I recall, I think he is in some of those in some of those frames. I could be wrong. But
no, you might be right, because a lot of especially these days, since the video game industry is taking over as a bona fide medium of making money, a lot of famous actors are doing voiceover work when they're not working. I mean, it's still work. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it by any stretch. If you're going to do good voiceover work for any good video game, you need to know what you're doing. And back in the day, video games were a little bit less interactive, because you just had these no-name actors coming in and reading lines but didn't know the context in which they were saying it in. These days, scripts are written. It's more intricate. These actors are actually working together to make sure they have
it's
a good,
$1 million,
solid, polished product, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I guess we're talking about video games now. So, you know, I guess, you know, going back to the movie, I guess it would have made a good video game. I think you're right. It was like Mario World in space, which I guess is Mario Galaxy. Meets Prison Break meets Bruce Campbell movie we can't remember.
You can't remember any of it. He's only got 19 movies, bro. Come on.
I know. Trailers, we saw Battlefield. We saw Battleship again.
We don't know what it is. Battlefield 2142?
Yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. I like that all those actors are blowing up. I love Liam Neeson. I'm probably going to go watch it.
I'll watch it because of him.
I'm telling you right now, middle of the road expectations. Just
I'm
really
low to middle.
Just for the sheer special effects of it, because that looks awesome. But
I do like the whole clear dome sphere thing.
Other than that.
That kind of like went around the two ships, kind of like a battleship board.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
That's like kind of cool.
That's their little nod to the game.
Yeah, kind of like a 1v1.
I never thought about that. That's pretty cool.
It is done by Hasbro, so, I mean.
Yep.
Hasbro's becoming a pretty big movie pioneer company.
They're knocking it out, man. They figured out a way
Transformers?
They figured out a way to make their Transformers was right there. Transformers was, they just had to reach out and do it.
Yeah, the cartoon.
But Battleship, a little bit of a stretch, and I'm like, okay, good job, you know? But, you know, again, I'm not going to take that movie too seriously. This is a lot of cannons, shit exploding, and aliens that look like Bumblebee.
Yeah.
So,
with the weird-ass arms.
I think they're aliens. We don't even know really yet. They're probably aliens.
They were below the surface of the water for some reason, so I don't know.
So they're aliens that were already here, probably.
Maybe.
We woke them up.
Kind of like the War of the Worlds.
I was just going to say that.
My girlfriend pointed that out. She said it was like War of the Worlds. She's like, I've seen this like before. I was like,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah, it's been done.
It's War of the Worlds. I mean, the aliens were here the entire time. They shot down power, which powered the ships, and they got out and did their thing.
Right.
So
I guess we won't go see that movie anymore. I guess we can stick to talking about video games. Which remind me to set up that Hulu on
so I can watch some shows on
your PS3.
I know. My girlfriend watches about 9 to 10 shows a week, all on Hulu. So she was
great, dude. I was talking about it before.
She watches a lot of shows.
I just did a Grimm marathon today. I caught up. I'm getting caught up. It got way better. I'm just gonna talk about it since we're into Hulu now. I love it. There's this. It was new Monster of the Week for a while. Like I said, I was getting tired of it.
That's why I stopped watching Alcatraz.
Ah, interesting.
No real plot development.
I'm glad you brought that up because word is on the street that Alcatraz is getting canceled.
As it should.
I don't think it should. I think that's a fucking great show.
It was a good
Nothing
show.
Nothing J.J. Abrams should ever get canceled.
It was good.
First of all, you watch your mouth.
first of all, get off his nuts.
Yeah, I'm totally honest. I will always say that I'm on his nuts, man. I love his vision.
Four episodes of I love it too.
But here's the thing,
man. Before it was a bad guy finding him.
You have to have a rule. You have
guy.
To have this rule. Wait until at least the middle of the second season, if it goes that long, to judge, because a lot of these shows don't start gaining their ground. They don't really know what they're doing. They're just trying to get numbers for the first few weeks, and that's why new Monster of the Week, new Monster of the Week. But then it takes time to take these characters and fully develop them so you care about them. It's not just going to happen in two or three episodes. So... And that's just the way, I mean, I'm strict at the way I watch TV, probably too much. I have rules. I'm glad that Grimm did what it did, because even though I'm not too crazy about their special effects, even though they're getting better, I love, I think his name is Silas Weir. He was also in Prison Break. He plays the Grimm version of a werewolf, whatever those are. He's the sidekick, and he is great. I love him in this show. He's the only reason I kept watching. He's sort of the comic relief sidekick guy, but he's like this historian that knows a lot about the
There's always one guy in almost every show that can almost save it.
Yeah, it's very true.
I've seen it a few times.
And it sucks because Hugo from Lost is in Alcatraz, and I love him. And I just, you know, that show's got so many good people on it. And it's just because I know that if they give it a chance, it'll be the next Fringe.
Absolutely. I mean, even shows like Stargate, that's... SG-1,
mm-hmm.
You know, you had Richard Dean Anderson,
mm-hmm.
who was pretty much the pinnacle of the show. I loved everybody else, but
yeah.
he just had that element.
I'm
and
surprised
then, like,
that
when
the show went as long as I did, man.
Yeah,
it
was 10 seasons.
That's amazing. Good for that, man. That's awesome.
And he left, I believe, around season 8
Dude,
or 9.
I'm telling you, take a couple of weeks.
The show went down.
Take a couple of weeks. If it's on Hulu, then do that. If not, you guys have Netflix.
Yeah.
Watch SGU, dude. It's only 2 seasons.
Now, is there a closure to that?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay. Absolutely.
Awesome.
They knew ahead of time. What's cool about SGU is that they knew ahead of time that they were getting taken off. They wanted it to go 10 seasons like SG-1 did.
Even Atlantis was...
Atlantis went strong, too.
That was 7-8 seasons, wasn't
it? Yeah. I loved it, man, which brings me to... God, I'm linking all these shows together. Once Upon a Time has the Doctor from SGU in it.
And
I started watching it again. I'm caught up on that. It's getting way better, too. I'm in on Grimm, and I'm in on Once Upon a Time, because I told our audience, that our listeners, that I was going to pick one of the two. But now Grimm has introduced this thing with these coins that go as far back as the like Roman era.
Okay.
They sort of give they have this mystical power when it's really just poison. It's got like mercury on it. That supposedly like gives whoever touches the coins, it gives them these delusions of grandeur, and they start making decisions based on that feeling that they're a leader, that they're powerful. So turns out that the end of the episode that I just finished watching, and this isn't a spoiler or anything, but it's pretty cool where they're taking it, is that through time, some of the people in history had possession of these coins, and so it really, really grounds the mythology of the Grimm background.
Right.
For anybody that doesn't know, it's pretty much a dark side of the fairy tales, that all this stuff exists, but it's darker than that. It's real.
So it's happy.
They literally introduced monsters that eat babies. So it's,
wow.
Yeah, it's telling you how deep it's going. And it's Joss Whedon, so it's good, man. I'm liking where he's going with it a lot.
Joss Whedon's...
It's great.
I'm on his nuts.
It's great, man. Yeah, my... See, so...
someone nuts who I'm on his
nuts. Yeah, so you can't really fault me. I'll take criticism all day for loving J.J. Abrams as much as I do. I think he's a pioneer in filmmaking, and I can't wait for Star Trek II to come out. That's, like, my next Avengers flick. That's the one I'm waiting for.
When I first heard Joss Whedon was doing the
Avengers
film,
yeah.
Dude, Nathan Fillion better make a special appearance.
That would be epic.
Like maybe capture like one of the ships or
that
something like that.
That would be epic, dude.
Flying through.
That would be fucking epic. That'd be great. I can't
like,
wait to
fucking
see
Tony Stark's like,
we got a new ship, and I got a pilot here.
What? Captain, my captain.
Fucking Wash is flying. He's like, yeah.
What's up, bitch?
Dead.
So yeah, I got. Whoops. I'm on board, man. I like what they're doing with Grimm. I love what they do with Once Upon a Time.
Once upon a time.
I don't care, man. I know it's like a soap opera for chicks, kind of, but they got some dude stuff in there that's pretty kick-ass, like dragons and shit.
And who doesn't love
and
dragons?
And so does Grimm, too. They're very similar, but they just do it in a different way where they're not really the same show. You can't compare them. They're dark in their own way, and they're a fairy tale in their own way, and it's just that's just the way it goes. What about, what else was I going to talk about? What about you? Have you been Netflixing anything? I know you've been working on your car a lot lately, and you got a lot of TV time, so, or do you?
Not really.
Is that a myth?
Like, not really.
Really?
I have been delving into more anime stuff lately. I've kind of been weaning myself off of it, but...
True.
There's been a few things coming out that I've actually been able to stick through. Yeah. And I don't know if I brought it up last episode.
Subtitled?
Yeah, of course. They haven't even been dubbed yet. Like, they're fresh over in there.
They haven't even done it yet. Like, they're
like it's so fresh. Like, it basically aired and got brought over here. Like, as it was being aired.
Right. So what are these new ones?
I watched Blue Exorcist, which is a phenomenal show. It's more of a... Kind of like a crime-fighting priests, if you will.
Wow.
They're exorcists, and the main exorcist, which is called a paladin, right, which is the paladin of the group, you kind of find out soon.
Sure.
His sons are actually spawns of the devil, and he's raising them, trying to protect them from the Vatican. It's like kind of a cool story to see.
I will wait for it to get dubbed, and then you can tell me how good the English translation is, because I hate reading.
Fair enough.
Do it as a profession, and as long as I can get away with not reading, it's great.
Awesome story. It's
that's awesome, man. I'm glad that you said that, because we, in the earlier episodes, we were talking about anime a lot.
Yeah.
There's a section on the Fen Entertainment site for nothing but anime and movies from the Far East and shit like that. It's a great place to go if you're bored and you want to catch up on underground shit. It's actually called Asian Underground. Go to FenEntertainment.com and click on Asian Underground, and it's a blog world of nothing but sweet stuff from Japan. There's some other Asian countries in there, but they have some Chinese film as well, but it's mostly Japanese, and it's amazing. Jeff Wong and Chris Gore... from G4, do that little blog roll. It's really good. Anything else? Anime?
It was recommended to me to watch High School of the Dead, which is a... Zombies in High School.
Wow, really? That's what it is? Because I just guessed.
The animation's phenomenal. It's gory as hell. Gory as hell. No real story. I mean, there's a storyline so far, but it's more like a...
Now, are these coherent zombies actually going to school, or what is that about?
It's kind of a cool story. Okay.
I'm intrigued, man. That's pretty cool.
It's
Netflix, or...
It's kind of like people that, like...
Like the piracy? What's that?
No, you can watch anime, like, for free online almost everywhere.
Cool.
One of the paid sites is called Crunchyroll, but there's countless other
that.
Sites like, where you can
name.
Stream. Yeah, you can stream from a thousand
Crunchyroll,
sites.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, the animation's fluid as hell. Like, it's all modern.
Man. We haven't done an
anime. They kind of base their theories around stuff they've seen on TV and in movies. Because it's like modern times.
Well, yeah, because what else are you going to do it on?
Yeah.
If you wanted to be original, you could, but for anime, that probably works real well.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's cool, man.
My one gripe is that, I don't know if you know the term ecchi. Like softcore, like porn kind of.
Animated?
Yeah. But there's one thing I'm not too big on is like, if there's a scene like where she's, like, if, like, one of the female characters, because, you know, they wear the skirts because they're, like, high school students.
Yes, which is awesome.
Yeah, if they, like, when she kills something or something.
Over 18, of course.
Of course. They'll, like, pan the camera, like, underneath her and, like, look at her vagina and asshole.
Wow.
Like, for no reason.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Like, she stabs somebody and, like, the camera's, like, underneath her, like, looking up at the zombie, like, meanwhile looking at her panties and looking at the zombie. A little bit too over the top.
I can't believe you just said that. That kind of hit me in the face with the... I just wasn't expecting it, sorry.
I wasn't expecting that either.
As our listeners probably weren't either.
No, probably not.
Wow, that's okay.
But there's a lot of that stuff in the show. If you look past that, like,
interesting,
it's just a badass zombie.
That just changed my opinion of it a little bit.
Yeah, just know that I warned people going into it. They didn't warn me about going into it.
Not for the kids.
They didn't warn me at all. Which also, they kill zombies.
Which,
like,
by the way, most anime isn't for the kids. For you people listening.
Definitely mature rating.
It's definitely not.
Like, Blue Exorcist is not for kids.
Speaking of which, I'm gonna do a little recommendation here. There's a movie out there called Perfect Blue. It's an amazing anime. Go get it. Go watch it. Even if you're not into drugs or any substances, because a lot of people like to drink when they watch or smoke when they watch or whatever your thing is, you can watch this movie completely sober. And by the end of it, you'll feel like you've taken, like, however many hits of whatever you're into.
Purple what now?
It's crazy.
What is it called?
Perfect Blue.
Perfect Blue.
Yes. It's a great anime. They have
modern, or is it more?
I want to say it was done in the 90s. And I first saw this movie in 2001, maybe, when I was going
to
art
school. So more like a modern, more anime.
It's great, man. It's this sort of murder mystery, psychedelic thriller. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Cool.
Go see that. So that's cool, man. I'm glad
that movie, like,
not
a series, right? It's a movie.
I don't know if they turned it into a series, or if it came from a series or a manga. It probably was based off of a manga.
Most are.
It's great, man.
I mean, you have two types, you know, and most of the avid anime fans will know. You either have a series based on a manga, or you have an OVA, which is an original video animation, which is like a movie type thing. They can go two routes. Most times, if a series is going to get canceled, they release two or three OVAs, like, years down the line, just to finish up the series.
Sure.
Like Evangelion did.
Yep.
But they're actually redoing that. The third one comes out fall
this
year.
They're constantly redoing those series because they're just so popular.
It never finished.
Yeah.
So they didn't realize how popular it was going to be, and then everybody over the years, when they started watching it, you know, years after it even came out.
Yeah.
He got the funding, and he's doing...
Which is crazy, because it's, like, that studio has probably been disbanded since then. Like, there's nobody still working at that place, you know?
But they're coming back strong, and people are buying it.
And we almost had an accident. We just did hear somebody
hit
the back.
Which is awesome. Call 911 now.
Great.
I don't got the minutes for that.
Yeah, I have to take it off of airplane mode, so we're not going to... We're not going to do that.
We're not going to sacrifice for somebody else.
Somebody could be bleeding out on the pavement, and let it be known that for the listeners, someone died because of you. That's how dedicated we are to this podcast. Your free greed. Music? Whatever happened to Swedish Idol, man?
I kind of been falling off of that, man. Fall off a little bit.
When you do bring back something that you're used to, like, you know, anime.
Right.
You take time out of other things to make up for that. Like, I watched a shit ton of Grimm today.
Absolutely.
Could have been doing exercise, losing weight, something productive. I haven't posted anything on the website in 2 days. So, which means, you know, weeklate.com, middle of the week, if we can, we're doing retro episodes. I've even started telling our previous guests that if they watch something during the week, that they can just sit down for 20 minutes, record a little snippet, we'll put them in a retro episode by itself, you know, whatever.
Right.
Doesn't have to have a format. Loosey-goosey, man. Loosey-goosey.
No script. We do not. Loosey-goosey.
We're probably going to do an extra episode, like outtakes. We're going to put in the retro episode, so we're going to record... again this week, planning the Avengers 30th episode.
That should be a fun one.
That's going to be awesome.
A lot of probably arguments, a lot of raised voices.
No, it's just going to be schedule conflict.
Not from us.
Oh.
From people around us.
Probably. We're planning on doing like a group thing. They're doing like an 8-hour viewing. They're doing Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, The Incredible Hulk, the Edward Norton version. Because the first one isn't called The Incredible Hulk, just to nerd out on you for a little bit. So it's Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2,
the Hulk,
the Incredible Hulk, Thor,
and Captain America.
Captain America, and then the Avengers, like in that order, probably, because that's how they were released.
Probably.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited, man. I can't wait. I've never done a marathon like that. Marathon?
I never done one either. I mean,
I've never done a marathon like that.
I'm super stoked.
Yeah,
about
that's
it.
Crazy, man. I'm really hoping we can pull that together.
And we talked about even Captain America was our first episode, and episode 30
there
happened to be.
There is no possible way. And for the listeners that have been out there, you know we have a lack of planning.
Yeah.
There is no possible way that we could have planned. Our first episode was Captain America, the First Avenger. Our 30th episode is going to be the Avengers. There's no way we could have planned that. And your birthday. It's just the way the cards fell, and I'm happy they went that way.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the best planning is no planning at all. Boom. That's
Boom.
Our tagline. No, it's not.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's taken by somebody.
Is it really?
Probably. I've heard.
I didn't just make it up. I pulled it up.
I'm going to close Google now off my laptop on coolcatchphrases.com.
So.
You got that bookmarked?
What else? I don't know. I picked up Assassin's Creed again. I'm not going to talk about it too much. I'm at 70% right now. I'm liking that it's getting its closure. Some really cool stuff is happening in the storyline. I'm ready for part 3. I'm done.
Kind of done with the whole series?
Yeah, I'm done with the whole series.
Well, with this line at least.
I'm really interested to see, though, how they take the machine and Desmond out of this situation. And now we're just sort of following this guy and his life. I don't know if they're going to tie it together with the other. It is Assassin's Creed still. So I'm just interested to see how they're going to bring it over, start
right.
something new. And then I'm going to be talking about Assassin's Creed 3 for a while. And then I think I'm going to try to catch up to you on Mass Effect before you start the third one. So
I am halfway through the third one.
Well, you already started.
Yes.
Oh.
I would have beaten it already if I keep hearing such bad things about the ending.
That's already done and over with. We mentioned it on the last podcast.
I know it's done and over. It's supposed to be released in the summer.
No, it's out.
The DLC ending?
The patch is up, yeah. It's done.
It's out?
It should be out already.
I didn't see that.
It should be out already.
I've been scouring before.
Unless I, you know, it's on it's on G4.
They posted about it that they were going to be making one.
I think it's done already, man.
I would definitely have to go inside
yeah,
and check it out.
I could be wrong about that, but there's definitely a due date, and I think people are pretty good on it, man. Like, we're living in an age where the consumers are really starting to control everything, and I'm loving it.
They're gonna stop paying. They're gonna stop buying their shit if they don't like finishing
yeah,
it.
But at the same time, there needs to be a line drawn by the publishers and saying this is what we made, and you're gonna like it because we can't keep fixing endings to make everybody happy.
As I told you before, it's kind of degrading to the people who made the game,
yeah.
that 99% of the game is fucking phenomenal. The story's awesome. The voice acting's awesome. The upgrades,
they
the weapons,
the same
the
thing about
system.
Gears 3, but you don't see
and then
writing into
the last,
write the ending of that.
The last 5 minutes is like, oh, yeah, the game sucks. How about the last 20 hours
yeah.
you spent going through all this
That's
awesome
what bothers
shit?
Me about those
no, no,
fans.
No, 100 hours.
Yeah.
One was good, two was good, three was even better.
I'm telling you, man, I'm in the middle of the fourth game on Assassin's Creed, well over 120 hours of gameplay, and it's great.
If the ending's bad, you're going to be, like, let down, probably. Not saying it's going to be.
No,
but.
Because I don't take it that seriously, man. It's a great game to play. Like, I'm just like you. I had fun playing all four games. What's there to
I'm having a
about?
Great time.
Gears 3, the ending sucked, so what? I finally got to finish. I can say I finished a series.
Yeah.
You know? So,
I've been trying to finish the Final Fantasy series for, like, 20 years, and I can't.
That being said, I'm not too sure if we're going to do a retro episode this week. I'm going to try to get over here during the week for us to do some planning for the 30th episode.
Absolutely.
Maybe
it's probably really tough.
You want to maybe do a retro episode here on Wednesday? What you got going on?
We can try, yeah. All
right. So look out for that.
Going
and yeah, I might actually download all the stuff here and show you how I, you know, edit stuff together. So maybe we can start double-teaming that shite.
Absolutely, Matthias.
Check us out on Facebook. Are we done?
I think so.
Check us out on Facebook. We are facebook.com/aweeklatepodcast. You can catch us on Twitter @aweeklate. My Twitter is @analysis489. And you are @JasonCryptic, KRIPTYK. And check out FenEntertainment.com for all the free music that we have. Weeklate.com for the episodes. We are on iTunes. hit us up on Facebook, and we need your likes, and we need your subscriptions, and we need your comments.
And you'll have more than... Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's free.
We will have a donate button later, so that's not that much of a joke. But we're going to need to start refilling the money and time that we put into this.
Absolutely.
Hopefully there will be an episode 50 and an episode 100. But, you know, you guys will be with us for this journey. So I guess that's it, man. As we get eaten by raptors.
Apparently so. I'm being attacked here by some kind of... battle squad.
Yeah, I gotta go home and post this. It's getting to be that time. So we'll see you guys. Go check us out. We're gonna be posting some slideshows about what was in the lobby and info on the week late retros for the Avengers stuff and outtakes.
Avengers.
So it's gonna be sweet.
Time is almost upon us.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you later.
Go get some ice cream.
I want to mention something about a week late retro. For people that haven't listened to it yet, it's up and running, and it's the Clash of the Titans review. I put new... I wasn't going to say anything because I wanted you to bring it up, but I don't think you've listened to the retro episode yet. So I did a new intro, a new intermission, and a new ending for the retro episode, and I'm going to do something special for the first person that can email us at fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. If you can tell me what TV show our theme song is from for the week late retro episodes. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but you'll email us with info and we'll send you something. You're going to be hard-pressed to figure out what it is. I hope the statute of limitations is over on that. I won't give any hints probably ever because I want the person to really dig and find out where that's from. If they're smart, they'll probably Shazam it. Hopefully they'll do it, honestly, and know it by memory.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. All right, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Late.